Pitch or Honey? A The Untamed fanfic. Written by New Red Shoes. Read by Black Glass. They don't hold hands in public. Neither of them reaches for the other, where others can see it. By instinct, and by unspoken agreement. The matter is also practical. When they're out with other people, Wei Wuxian can't resist hanging off his brother, and Zhang Cheng can't help but swat him away and chase him, given a fractional excuse. When this happens, though she busies herself with a bubble tea or with Yan Li's train of thought, Wen Qing keeps her eyes dark and purposeful. She's always saved things for later. Jiang Cheng gave her keys to his apartment right away. Wen Qing worked hard to refuse, but he said, just once, that he knew what he wanted, and their fingers brushed against each other. That was it. She ran her eyes down the curves of his fist, the bump of his wrought ring, up to the intricate, elegant cuff on his wrist. She watched his face as she tucked the key from his grip and slipped it into her own back pocket. He'd smiled, with his teeth showing, like he couldn't believe he'd accomplished such a gift-giving. Wen Qing didn't get her own house key copied for weeks, but he didn't ask. Jiang Cheng liked being invited home, like a creature of some sort. She has to remind him sometimes that he's allowed to just show up now and come in. He texts her now to say he's on his way, with no other context. Wen Qing sets her textbook down on her lap and stares up at the low ceiling. It's early autumn, not quite evening, and everyone is boiling in the city. Her noiseless fan drifts back and forth on its stand next to her bed, even though the air conditioner rumbles too. The white noise lets the genetics chapter sink into whatever recess of her memory, where it's most at ease. Wen Qing sets aside CRISPR and sickle cell anemia, and prepares for a different task. Jiang Cheng lets himself in quietly, but he charges the quiet with his own electricity. She can feel herself adjusting to him, though he's off in the vestibule, tugging off his shoes. Wen Qing's eyes drift to the sheets. She's still lying on her back when he prowls into her bedroom. "Stop right there," she says, and he catches himself on the doorframe. Wen Qing rolls upright, onto her knees, and looks him over. "Kitchen," she says, and he lets her pass before following her out. "I ate a late lunch," he grumbles. "Then why are you cranky?" "It wasn't a good lunch," Jiang Cheng huffs, but he tugs open the fridge. Without missing a beat, he pulls out the leftovers from Taj Palace and unpacks the brown paper bag, setting each plastic tub on the counter with a thud. Saag paneer, basmati rice, chicken korma, lamb vindaloo. "I hate estate lawyer days," he announces fiercely. "Why do I always say yes to these meetings when work picks up the most?" He shakes out the half-full container of rice onto a plate from the drying rack and scrapes all the sauces from the insides of their containers. Wen Qing watches him skeptically. "Are you going to eat all of that?" "Do you want any?" he snaps, then sighs and looks away. "I'm not hungry yet," she says. "What happened today?" Jiang Cheng grabs his hair, still glaring at his unheated plate. "No, it's done. I'm past it. I'm here now. How are you?" "Ah, Cheng," she says sharply. "It's fine." His jaw is clenched tight, but his brow is wavering. "It was just going through their wills again. Nothing I haven't seen or heard before. I don't know why it took so long, that's all." He grips both elbows, refusing to look at her. "Everybody was so serious and collected. Even Wei Wuxian. Just talking about the estate like it's just money and things. Yan Li is showing now, and Jin Zixuan won't stop talking about their birth plan already, and—" Jiang Cheng bows his head. "It's fine. I'll get over it," he says, more quietly, but still coiled tight. Wen Qing narrows her eyes. "Don't be foolish. You're not a child." He doesn't respond to that. He just stands there, looking down at the spice-stained plastic. Wen Qing reaches for his hand, the one without his mother's jewelry on it. "It's not just money and things," she says firmly. "They know that. You know that." Jiang Cheng nods, but he still won't meet her eye. Wen Qing takes him in again. This man, so young, taking on so much, longingly watching what world he has left lapping him. She knew him before his parents died, when he glowed from his perch and his family. Now they're the same, desperate to shield their siblings from their own insides. Wen Qing knows what she sunk into herself to keep An Ying innocent. She runs her thumb over his knuckles. It slows him down a little, but she can tell why he'd rather plow ahead complaining. She could redirect him so smoothly. She could lure him right back into her, her back slammed against the fridge, and all the magnets knocked to the floor. Instead, she dips into the cupboard and takes out a tall glass. Jiang Cheng shovels to one side so she can open the fridge, and she pours the filtered water in silence. The air conditioner has settled down too. Condensation fogs up the sides of the glass immediately. Her fingers leave clear smudges as she offers it to him. He watches her, a little standoffish, but he drinks, first in gulps, then in slower sips. "Take a shower," she says, when he's most of the way done. "I'll be in the bedroom." Wen Qing covers the Indian leftovers with plastic wrap and files it back into the fridge when he's gone. The white noise of the shower running keeps her focused as she sits on the edge of her mattress to lather herself in moisturizer. She lies there in her underwear, listening, letting the lotion soak into her skin, imagining the bond shimmering through the epidermis. Occlusives, humectants, emollients, water. Jiang Cheng takes his time, and were it not for the relative quiet, she might worry that he's jerking off in the shower. An unsatisfying and surface-level fix. Steam creeps along the ceiling in the hall, billowing softly, cat-like. His limbs sway looser when he pads through her bedroom door, a faded turquoise towel tied at his hips. "That was good advice," he sighs. She rears up again on her knees and presses two fingers to his mouth. Jiang Cheng goes still, though not tense. She twists her wrist, running her fingertips along his jaw until she's cupping it. He used her handmade soap from the farmer's market and smells like rosemary and tea tree oil. She presses her nose against the crook of his jaw and inhales. Underneath, there's him, a peppery suggestion that she knows is hormonal, which lights her up even at their worst. Jiang Cheng sucks in his lower lip to lick it. He's flush and soft from the shower still.
"A Qing,
take this off." She slips one finger beneath the damp towel. "Come to me." He shucks off the towel without hesitation and drops it onto the floor. She doesn't mind this time. Wen Qing loves watching him move toward her, his lean swimmer's body and musculature, how he's in control of it. He's pressing one knee into the mattress, balanced on one hand planted beside her. His fingers curl at the base of her skull, tugging gently at the hair as he kisses up her neck. It's a practice for her, being wanted. In her uncle's household,
around Wen Su and Wen Qiao,
she kept herself suspicious, her claws sharp. Every man who ever told her how beautiful she was, she walled off. Jiang Cheng never said a word. He simply showed her. The comb lies on her dresser, even now. She appreciates the show of trust, his desire to make her feel good. But, "A Cheng," she murmurs, "don't get lost."
"I won't," he mumbles. "I'm not."
She lets him kiss her mouth. She loves kissing him when no one's around. They can spend hours like this, in stasis, self-contained. Wen Qing arches backward into his hand. She feels her shoulders expand with each breath. He slides his palm down the tip of her spine, kneading the pads of his fingers against her. She allows herself a look downward. He's well on his way. She hasn't even touched him yet, and she wants to. She wants to. "Lie back," she says, and slithers around his side. The width she has to straddle to plant both knees across his stomach stretches out the inside of her thighs, just enough. It pulls against the slow and eager throb already pooling in her cunt. She takes the top of one ear between her teeth, gently, brushing away his wet hair. Jiang Cheng goes down beneath her, never looking away. "Why are you quiet?" she says, her own voice slipping into her chest. "I'm calm," he says, though his cock belies him. "I'm calm for you." This is one kind of calm. Wen Qing leans over him. She catches his hand as he reaches for her bra strap. "Can you go deeper for me?" A line appears beneath his eyebrows. "Isn't this..." "You get to have more kinds of calm." Slowly, precisely, she pushes his wrist backward, until it's pinned at his side, and he's half spread beneath her. "I want that for you, Ah Cheng. You mean so much to me." He tenses. "What are you trying to get me to say?" "Not a thing." Wen Qing settles onto his hips. She inches lower on him, stopping just so when his cock brushes her ass. His breath hitches, as though he's about to protest. She catches his other hand as it reaches for her hip joint. He struggles, but she does not. Between her thighs, she can feel every shift of the muscles in his abdomen. He's lifting his head off the pillow, too, the tendons in his neck just visible. Wen Qing drops his wrist and immediately draws her index finger up the line of his throat, from just below his Adam's apple to the soft place beneath his chin. Jiang Cheng goes still again, as if she were holding a sword there. They stay in place, Wen Qing poised above him, Jiang Cheng's free hand hovering wrist up, halfway to the sheets. She bends closer to watch his eyes as she swipes his lower lip with her thumb. "Tell me about this quiet, Ah Cheng," she says softly. His mouth slips open to gasp, shallowly, twice. She reaches behind her and strokes him, pressing the hot length closer to her skin. Jiang Cheng squeezes his eyes shut. He rolls his neck so he's facing away from her. Wen Qing watches him stare into the middle distance, at her dresser, at something she can't access. Beneath her, his chest starts to shake. Wen Qing splays her right hand across his throat. The pressure she applies is minimal, just enough to bring his attention back to her. It still takes him a moment to look back up at her. Jiang Cheng has flayed himself open, and she can't stop him from doing that to himself. But she stays. She stays right where she is. She stays as he searches her face, trying to find some hint that she'll leave, or rebuke him, or save this moment to use later. All she wants is to give him this moment as it is. She needs proof that it's possible to do so. The first time Jiang Cheng cried in front of her, he was furious. They weren't even dating yet. He just lost it in the middle of a rant about politics. At the time, she thought it was very sexy, how invested he was in keeping Planned Parenthood funded. Of course, he was actually scared for Wei Wuxian, fretting that he was headed for trouble. Even if Jiang Cheng's words can't come out, the tears always will. Wen Qing lets him cry. There's no shame in it. She kisses his temple, where his skin is salty and hot. He comes back into himself, like a man unlocked from a spell. Jiang Cheng presses his kiss hard against her mouth, and pushes them both upright on his core strength alone. Wen Qing feels, rather than hears a noise escape her. His hands encircle the base of her ribcage, and it's so tempting to let him happen,
undammed, but she pulls back. She has her own wants. To bite beneath his collarbone, to swipe her tongue across his nipple. If they don't pace themselves, this will all be spent and over. Too clumsy and too fast. She unhooks her bra herself.
"Aching,"
he mumbles, hunched with his cheek pressed against her shoulder. Jiang Cheng is a furnace, the soap smell dissipating, until it's only him she can taste in the air. He fists the hair at the nape of her neck, his well-kept nails just scraping her scalp. Wen Qing follows the motion, tilting her chin back until her throat is raised to him. They catch each other's eye, and he bites his own lip again. "Yes," she says, and she grins as she falls back onto the mattress. Jiang Cheng grabs a pillow, which she hastily positions under her hips, while he works down her panties. "Kiss me first," she says, but he crooks an eyebrow at her and takes his teeth to the side of her breast. Wen Qing laughs and swats his shoulder, which he bears, which covers for more suckling and more work with his tongue. She breathes deep, lets it out in a cycle, starts to feel her head clear. Her own hand she presses to her clit. She gives herself a few rolls with two fingers. Jiang Cheng frowns. "I'll play at last." "You're starting without me?" "Quiet," she says, and arches her back off the sheets. He smirks now, and Wen Qing's stomach flips a little. Jiang Cheng has learned not to be happy most of the time, but it is his natural state, she's learned. Both moods can look like aggression, like now, as he buries his face in her, the full flat of his tongue hot against her cunt. Wen Qing will not follow her own command. Jiang Cheng loves eating her out, and she would be loud, even if it didn't encourage him. Each time he sucks her in, flicks his tongue, strokes her inner thighs and labia. She grunts. She moans. She rides the way her muscles clench and shudder all the way up her spine and through her belly. Yanking his hair pulls her own head back. Gripping the sheets is just digging into his back. One harsh cry from her own throat kicks her up to a new urgency. She pushes herself upright, pulling herself away from his mouth. Jiang Cheng looks offended, but Wen Qing crawls to him. She lifts his face between both her hands. She kisses him hard. She laps herself off his lips and chin. When she reaches for his cock, she finds it hard and high, the head ready with pre-cum. "Sit up," she snarls, and backs into his lap.
"Ah, Cheng."
He steadies her from behind, one strong arm looped around her waist. Wen Qing is present enough to snatch a condom off the bedside table and rip it out of the wrapper. She hands it to Jiang Cheng, who rolls it on one-handed, quick and assured. When he guides himself inside, her words disintegrate. She's only got animal focus right now. Wen Qing grinds down onto him, and she's so full, and he's surrounding her from behind, heat and muscle and scent and sweat. Her knees planted outside his. He's gripping her fast, breathing hard and wordless. Everything inside Wen Qing is elongating, expanding, engulfing. He's brought her this far, and she has nowhere left to go but up, a column of flame that surges from her core and envelops her and him and the room and the whole world with it. Jiang Cheng comes after her, trippingly, surprisingly silent. She can see the edge of his face behind her shoulder in her mirror, his brows drawn close, his eyes squeezed shut. His jaw slackens, his breath gusting rhythmically across her skin. She stills herself, her neck bent, his hands kneading her thighs. The air conditioner rumbles, contentedly. The standing fan sweeps cool air across them both. She's honey soft as she twists her neck back. She strokes his damp hair, pressing her lips along his cheekbones and the rise of his nose. He accepts her, no longer panting, his chest rising and retreating slowly against her ribs. Wen Qing slides off him, She removes the condom and drops it into the little bin beside the bed. They're not ready to speak yet, but she wants to face him now. She wants to be tender at the same time he is. Jiang Cheng's eyes are still closed. Wen-Qing hopes he's where he wants to be, that he hasn't fallen back into his own self, his regrets. He reaches for her hand and twines his fingers in hers, in the quiet, where only they two can see. End of story. Thanks for listening.